NASCAR's top-level playoffs return to Charlotte Motor Speedway Sunday, where drivers will battle it out on the 2.25-mile Roval, which includes parts of the regular oval, plus a twisting, turning infield course. It's one way the Speedway has tried to boost excitement among fans in a sport where the audience is waning. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Most of NASCAR's races are on traditional ovals, a mile or two around. Last year, Charlotte Motor Speedway changed things up by running its fall cup race on the infield Roval. It was decided by a last-lap wreck.
Oh, he's
going to slide! He slides through the middle! Truex gets tagged! Now, it'll be a fight for the finish line! Ryan Blaney in the 12 will win!
The Speedway made one major change in the 17-turn, 2.28-mile course. They've sharpened the inward S-curve on the backstretch, called a chicane. That will force drivers to slow way down and give fans something more to watch, says spokesman Scott Cooper.
For road courses, braking means passing. So that's why we did it, is to create another hot spot.
The combination of fast straightaways on the track's regular oval and sharp turns on the infield are a challenge for drivers, says Brad Keselowski, who drives the number two car for Team Penske of Mooresville.
It's got such slow, tight sections on the infield. They're very treacherous, very narrow, easy to get in trouble, easy to wreck, hard to pass in. And then it's got the big, wide-open spaces where you pull back up on the racetrack very, very fast.
One more element of excitement, it's a NASCAR Cup elimination race for the 16 playoff drivers in the 40-car field. Four will be knocked out of contention at the finish. Sunday's race starts at 2:30. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.